Well, let's turn in our Bibles again to Exodus chapter 20 today. We're going to continue our series, Black and White, discovering God's truth, believing God's truth in a very gray world. And today I want to talk to you about remembering the Sabbath. Remembering the Sabbath. It's going to be a bit of a challenge for me, honestly. It's been a difficult message to prepare, but I think that with God's help, it'll be just fine, don't you? How many of you, just by show of hands, how many of you still have and celebrate a Sabbath day? Anybody? Yeah, several. Okay. Of the Ten Commandments that are here in Exodus chapter 20, I struggle a lot with this one. Because honestly, some of us, including myself, we struggle with the idea, the concept of rest, don't we? We do. And we live in a very fast-paced world, and it's a hard-working world. We want to cram as much as we can, you know, within that time frame that we're awake. And a lot of times we'll rob ourselves of rest, sleep, worship. And, you know, this world that we live in pushes us to do more, doesn't it? And our jobs demand more. And so this mentality that we've got to, you know, we've got to do all that we can with all the time that we've can, the most that we can with very little rest, relaxation, and recreation, and worship, it takes its toll on us. And what happens is we end up making very little room in the busyness of our lives for time with God, with rest with the Lord, with worship with the Lord. And it's disappointing because I don't believe it for a second. I don't think any of us were created to burn on both ends, do you? I don't believe that we were made to be so rushed. I don't think that we were made to work and allow worship and a life with God and a relationship with God and our fellowship with God suffer. We were made to work. I know that. We were created to work. I mean, that was our responsibility from the get-go was to work and serve the Lord. But how many of us would say, I don't struggle with the work. I struggle, though, with the worship. I struggle with the rest. I struggle with relaxing and enjoying the Lord. Why is it? If we know, and we're fixing to see a black and white issue, why do we struggle so much with the relationship with God part, but yet we can serve man? Why is it that we struggle so much with the rest part when we can work so well? This is one of those messages that I struggle with because I'm guilty. Okay, I admit it. I'm guilty of overkilling it at times. You know, going. And oftentimes the worship really suffers. You know, in this day and time, we're supposed to be a smarter world, right? We're supposed to be faster, and we're supposed to be time-saving people. I mean, what's crazy is that you've got all these time-saving devices. I mean, you've got a microwave, right? And you've got a smartphone that makes us look dumb, and you've got hybrid cars, you know, and you've got Fitbits, and you've got apps, and you've got this thing now called DVR. And it's supposed to save you time. You can flip right through the commercials. All this stuff, you know, it's supposed to save time. How come if these things are supposed to save us time that we end up being further and further behind, though? I don't get it. I'm not sure that we really save time. I just think we move faster, right? We work harder. I heard one time about a man. He swallowed an egg whole, and he was afraid to move. He was afraid if he moved that the egg would break, and he was afraid that if he sat still, it would hatch. Okay? And I'm positive that many of us, we live just like that. We're just running, running, running. You know who you are too. Tirelessly, you run through life. And the pressure's on you, I can only imagine. The pressure's on you with your job and your responsibilities, not to mention if you have children, all the things that they demand of you, and then if you've got grandkids, and you know, and you know what? We run and run and run. And we end up running empty on what matters the most. And that's our worship and our time with the Lord. God's given us in His Word today what we can do, you know, and how we're supposed to live with our days and our time if we would just look intently into His Word. He also tells us how we're to work, but then He also tells us how we're to worship. So one more time, I want to ask you, do you still remember the Sabbath? Sabbath's a special day. It was for the Israelites. Never was it abolished. Never was it knocked out. It's still meant for us to live by. I mean, it's a principle that doesn't end. Sabbath was way before the Israelites' time. Sabbath was a concept, was something that was set apart by the Lord at creation. Okay, but we celebrate a lot of special days throughout the year, and you know, we go through great measures to protect special days, don't we? I mean, think about all that goes, all the work that goes into a birthday party, right? Goes into a birthday party. I mean, sometimes people will plan months and months out to get ready for a big birthday party or a wedding, and we'll spend hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of dollars for the perfect party, for the perfect reception. Why? Because to some, birthdays are sacred days. Weddings should be sacred days, okay? And to my children, you know, I've been thinking the greatest day to my kids, it's Christmas Day. And I'm not going to lie to you, because I believe God strike me if I lie to you. Their reason for celebrating Christmas isn't quite right. All right, that we tell them about Jesus. We share with them the truth behind Christmas, but you know why their day, you know why Christmas is their favorite day. They get stuff. Yeah. Mike has already told me what he wants. The Mighty Colossus is what he says. I want the Mighty Colossus. I'm like, what is that? It's a big pirate ship, okay? But you know, we commemorate special days. Think about here in the U.S. We have Memorial Day. We have Veterans Day. We have Independence Day. And we should have those days, sacred days. People get off work for those days. People have parades on those days. People have special dinners and discounts, and people take off and get on the beach on those days. And then you've got festivals and carnivals that go with those days. And then you get the fireworks. You know, we celebrate, and all while we're celebrating is that one day. And then we've got my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving because all you got to worry about is family and food. Man, it's great, right? And you got the blessing of being with one another, and all you have to do is praise the Lord. There's not lots of giving that day. It's just a day set aside to thank God and enjoy it. Amen. Well, what about the Sabbath day? What about the Sabbath day? Is there any case for it anymore? I mean, I asked you, does any of you still have a Sabbath day? And many of you said that you did. What's the significance now? It's in black and white here. It had great purpose in the days of the Israelites, and I do believe, folks, I do believe it's a principle that still needs to be applied today. And I think that now that we have Jesus and a relationship with Jesus, we've got even more freedom, don't we? To enjoy the Lord, to enjoy His work in our lives. And in Exodus 20, God gave His people, the Jewish nation, this wonderful gift, this wonderful day called the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath day actually means rest. It means stop. It means stoppage. It means cessation. God originally gave it to His people for them to see there's a time to work, but there's also a time to worship. You've got plenty of time to work. You actually have 85% more time, okay, to work than you do than the worship. And these commandments were made for us, and they were to draw us closer to Him, to help us, to protect us, to direct us to obedience and holiness. Now, I'm going to go ahead and come and, you know, address something right now that's going to come up in this message. You say, well, I don't live in Exodus 20 anymore. I don't live in the Old Testament times anymore. And that's true. You're right. I'm glad I don't live in the Old Testament times. I'm glad I don't have to wait for the commandments to come down from Sinai. I'm glad I've got them right here and right now, you know, for me to see. But I'm not a slave to the law either. I'm free in Jesus Christ. That means, though, I don't have to limit my day of worship to a Sunday. I don't have to limit my day of worship to a Saturday or to a weekend or to a church hour. I live in Jesus Christ. I live in the grace and the freedom of having a relationship with Jesus Christ. That means I live in the power of Jesus Christ. And because I'm alive and free, every day is a Sabbath day in Jesus. Amen. Every day is a day of rest. So let's read about it here. Exodus chapter 20. Let's stand verses 8 through 11 today as we remember the Sabbath. We'll start here in verse 8. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Let's pray together. Lord, that's a very difficult message for me. I don't know why, but I'm having a hard time with this text, and I pray, God, that you would just now reveal yourself through the power of your word. You would speak through me today. I pray, God, that I would have confidence in the great Word of God. And I pray, Lord, that we would be able to draw closer to you through it. I pray, God, that you would speak to us about the way that we live. This is something that is important to you. For you set aside a time for your people to worship. And it's not meant to be conflicted with. It's not meant for us to cut short. It's not meant for us to play around with, which we often do. It's not meant for us to disregard or discredit. It's up to us to obey. You've given us this so that it could be for our good, for your glory, for your kingdom, so that we could just set aside time and praise you and love you for who you are and what you do in our lives. I pray everybody doesn't see the Sabbath as a burden, but a blessing. And I pray, Lord, that you would show us even greater what it means for those who live in Christ Jesus. Thank you for being our rest. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to give you a few things about the Sabbath, just some things to remember, okay? Here's the first. Let's look at the Sabbath's remembrance. I want you to keep these things in mind, okay? First is God commanded us to remember it, and then God consecrated it by telling us to keep it holy. Now, as I have the last couple of weeks, I want you to remind me, who gave the Ten Commandments? Who gave them?
God.
You are getting better. Yes. Thank you. That was stronger today. Yes, God gave the Ten Commandments. God said it. Verse 8, remember the Sabbath day. God said it. So everybody say, God said it. Yes, if God said it, that means God meant it. And God said, remember the Sabbath, not because God needed a day to rest. God gave us the Sabbath so that what? We could rest. We need it. He had us in mind. Even Jesus said that God doesn't need the Sabbath day. Man was created not for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath created for man. For us to enjoy Him. And so we remember, you know, all the time, everybody here does not have a problem remembering that you have to go to work, right? You, as much as you don't like it, 8 o'clock's gonna come in the morning, right? Or 9 o'clock's gonna come in the morning. Or even earlier, you know, some of you get up 6, 5, 4 in the morning to get up and go to work. You remember to labor. Everybody does that. Okay? If you don't remember to labor, what happens? You're gonna get fired. All right, you're not going to have a job anymore. And so how many hours, you think about this, just think about this. How many hours in your week do you give to your job? Do you give to your schoolwork? Do you give to your career, to your training? And you remember to do it, don't you? Okay, because if you don't remember the labor, then you're not going to have a job anymore. All right, and you're going to wish that you could labor. If you don't remember your responsibility to school or your studies or to your career, what's going to happen? You're not going to have them anymore. So we're at great remembering to work. I have a job, okay? I have to pay. I have pay to earn. And some of us here work as many as 50 hours a week. How many of you work more than 50 hours a week? You got 60 hours a week. Some of you work 70. Some of you are crazy and you work two full-time jobs and you get 80 plus hours a week. That's nuts. But you do it, don't you? Why? I need the money. I need the overtime pay. And so we tirelessly work so that we can make a living. And God is saying, if you can remember to labor, surely you can remember the Lord. Right? Most of us have great memories. You know, we're able to remember important meetings. We're able to remember the schedules of our favorite sports teams. We're going to remember when our next vacation is, right? When our favorite show was going to come on TV, we remember all kinds of stuff. But do we remember the Lord? Do we remember the Lord? You see, for the Israelites, the Sabbath, that was something that was ingrained into their minds and into their hearts a long time ago. It was way before Moses received the commandments to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Actually, the Sabbath had already been in place since creation. I want you to look back, okay? Genesis chapter 2. Just take a look back there. Beginning of civilization, beginning of creation. In Genesis 2, it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended the work which he had made. And God rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. God made it all in 6 days. I believe that. 6 days. That's all it took him. God said it. God spoke it. God made it all. And then he rested on the seventh. Now you may ask, was God tired? Because why does God need to rest? Why would he need to rest? And you know what? I've been thinking about this. We as people didn't need to rest either because we were perfect. Think about that. We didn't need to rest either. But now, and we asked that, we didn't sweat back then. We didn't ache and we didn't groan from work in that time. So why did we need rest? And I'll tell you why. To sit back and enjoy something. To sit back and enjoy the goodness of God, the grandeur of God, the glory of God, the power of God. Think of it this way. Why do we have commercial breaks in TV shows? I know the real reason, but why do we have them? You know, when there's a TV show that's on TV, that makes sense. Okay, when you're watching a show and it's a climatic point, what happens? Got a commercial and you're like, what are you doing? I mean, are you going to kill the man or not? You going to jump off the bridge or not? Okay, you're going to blow the place up or not? And I'm wondering. And they put you on commercial. And think about it even further, okay? At baseball games, youth and lots of y'all went to the Braves yesterday. They won, by the way. That's surprising. Okay? They beat the National. I mean, that's amazing. But you notice in between innings, you know, they trade innings. They take a rest, right? Not because they necessarily need a rest, because they're getting ready for another inning. Why don't they just go straight onto the ball field and continue the game? There's breakage. Why? We go into commercial. And they make the game even longer. Why are rest in songs? Have you thought about that? Because when there's a pause in place, it's supposed to help you to sit back and reflect and just let everything come in. Let everything sink in. And I'll tell you, nothing gets me more pumped for the next part of an action-packed episode than a commercial break that leaves you on the edge. Right? I gotta get whatever I need during this break, and I gotta get back because I gotta see how this ends out. In a baseball game, after the third out's made to end an inning, we rest between innings to process what's happening in a game. What will it take to make a comeback? What will it take for us to keep the lead in this game? The players don't rest when they change innings. The characters in your shows aren't resting. The musicians aren't really resting when a rest is taking the song. It makes you appreciate it more, right? Or it makes you mad because you don't like commercials. Or you don't like breaks. But listen, God invented the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath. We're supposed to remember. We're supposed to pause. We're supposed to sit back and think about the power and the splendor of God. Remember, folks, what He commanded. This is not a suggestion. He says, remember the Sabbath day. And then what else does He say? Keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and keep it holy. He says, consecrate it. That means you have to intentionally set aside the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Make it about who? Him. Now, we're not very good about that, are we? Make the day about God. Make your Sabbath day about God. Keep the focus on our holy and awesome God. Keeping it holy means it's for the Lord. It's to worship the Lord. The word holy here suggests that this day is elevated, okay, above the rest. It's the most important day of the week. That means that this seventh day was to be an exalted day, a consecrated day, a holy day. So we remember the Sabbath. The second thing today, the Sabbath also had requirements. It had requirements. You see this in verses 9 through 11. What were the requirements for the Sabbath? Here it is, and I know we're not good at this. No work. No work, just worship. Everybody say, no work. Just worship. Say that. How hard is that for you to do? It's tough, ain't it? I mean, how many of you are going to work today and you got to? Anybody have to go to work today? Willingly go to work today? There's quite a few. Listen, the Sabbath excluded more than just you going to your job. The Sabbath was meant for you to protect others too. It was made for everyone and everything in creation. If you go back to the original, if you work today at all, and I'm not talking about things that must be done like milking cows, okay, or eating or preparing a meal. You know, those are things that have to be done. But anything that took the focus off of God, that's considered work. All right, the focus off of His glory and worship, that would break the Sabbath. You know, that was a serious offense. Did you know that if the Sabbath was broken, now they had a much more structured, you know, civilization than we do now, because businesses back then, they didn't work on Sunday, okay, or Saturday in the case, all right? The Sabbath day was consecrated, it was set apart. And it used to be like that in our culture too. I've read about it just a couple of hundred years back. Not even within the century has it changed so much that businesses are just booming on what we consider the Sabbath Sunday, right? It's changed a lot. And so some of you have to work on what God has set apart as the Sabbath day, or what you consider the Sabbath day. And it's hard. It's hard. You see how hard it is to keep the Sabbath? I mean, I'm thankful for grace, aren't you? Because did you know that if you broke the Sabbath, you would die? You were punishable unto death? It was that serious. Check your Bible. Exodus 31:15 will tell you that. Punishable unto death. I'm thankful for grace. Why would the Sabbath have such requirements? Here it is. God's worth your time. That's it. God's worth your time. God's worth your worship, isn't he? And God's worth enjoying. And God's worth praising and thanking and being blessed by. God is worth your rest. God's worth your relaxation. God's worth me and you sitting back and saying, thank you, Lord. I'm going to enjoy the day. God's worth the afternoon nap. But seriously, the Sabbath is about the worship. God said to his people, I've given you 6 days to labor. 6 days. I've given you the majority of the time to work hard. I've given you the majority of the time to make your living. 6 days on, you're supposed to work. I'm just asking you, take 1 day off, sit down on the job. That's the pattern described in the Old Testament, and it's really for our good. And God wants us to do it with him. Notice the third point, which I'm not really going to cover today, but the Sabbath role model was the Lord. God did this too. God took the seventh day and rested. God took the Sabbath off from work. Why? For the same reason that you and I are to enjoy the Lord, to enjoy what he's done. You ever done that before? I mean, have you, you know, you finished a project or you finished a long day's work or a week's worth work and everything seems to be working fine and everything's just perfect and it's beautifully working. And you just step back and you take a deep breath and you go, ah. That's good. That looks good. It's been a good week. You know, a mission accomplished. You know, I get that way. All right, I get that way in the springtime, early summer, when the grass is starting to turn green, right? Makes me happy. Right now I'm depressed. but makes you happy when, you know, the grass is green and you're able to go outside and you're able to get plenty of rain and sunshine and you're able to, you know, pluck the flower beds. You're able to weed eat. You're able to make sure everything looks nice and clean. And you just step back after you're done. And I love the smell of fresh cut grass. So I just breathe it in. And I'm like, man, that was good. You know, that looks good. I did that. Okay. And sometimes, you know, I feel the same way when I finish a message. You study, you prepare, you type it up, you check it for errors, things like that. You go over it and you say, thank you, Lord. I think this is going to be a good sermon. Or at least I think it is. I don't care what you think, but I think it's a good sermon, okay? And you know, you do it all the time too. You work your job, you work hard, you take a rest from it all, and you're just able to say, thank you, Lord. This looks good. This is good. That's exactly what God did. He said, let man stop every 7 days. It's amazing our calendar's built on a week, 7 days, isn't it? Time is built on the week, 7 days. And God says, every 7 days, celebrate with me. Commemorate what I've done in your life. Commemorate that I'm the creator of your life and I'm the sustainer of your life. I'm the provider of your life. And God is speaking, I know, about creation in that text, but the focus is on the Lord, okay? The Sabbath is about the Lord. It's always been about the Lord. Everything that you've got that's good and holy and a blessing right within you, it's all about the Lord. So where would you be? You tell me, where would you be without him? Isn't he worth the time? Isn't he worth the day just to say thank you and be blessed by him? Worthy of our focus, worthy of us taking the time to realize that he's the source of all that you've got, that God is the fountain of blessing, that God has created and crafted everything that you have. He's crafted you together. He's made your hands and he's made your arms and your legs and your feet and your whole body to work. God's given you the ability to work, but he's also given you the ability to rest. It's just 15% of the week, honestly, that God says, I want you to designate for me. How many of us can do that? We devote a whole day, a small fraction of our time, to enjoy the Lord. You know, listen, this message ain't about making us feel guilty. Okay, I get that. It's not about us feeling guilty. I'm just stating the facts. We don't keep the Sabbath day holy anymore because we do business on the Sabbath. We work on the Sabbath. We treat it as if it's, you know, another normal day. And God said that shouldn't be. I got to finish up here. It's really my favorite part of the message. We've seen the Sabbath's remembrance. God says, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. We see the Sabbath's requirements. 6 days you work. One day you take off and worship. But he also says, don't you make other people work either to make your business continue. That ain't right. That's why I love Chick-fil-A, right? Okay, they've got it down right. And then he says, we've seen the Sabbath's role model. Even God did it. God honored it. Last thing, though, the Sabbath's reasons. One reason we have the Sabbath is to rest. Now, everybody in the room, we all should work, right? Everybody here that's able, we all should work. Work is not a bad thing. Everybody say, work's not a bad thing. And how many of you don't really like your job right now? Just raise your hand. I don't really like my job. Anybody? Yeah, some of you are honest. Okay. God blessed you with it, though, didn't he? He gave it to you. Work's not a bad thing. Contrary to our popular opinion, we were made to work. Work was a part of our lives before sin ever came in. We were given work to do by the Lord. So work is a blessing. You got the ability to do it. It's a privilege, okay? It's not a curse, or at least it shouldn't be a curse, but our bodies, they weren't made to go on and on and on. All systems will fail, won't they? They'll shut down. And one of the reasons we have the Sabbath was for man to rest, man to recharge, man to renew, to refresh. It's good for you to have rest. So everybody say, it's good for me to have rest. You agree with me, though? It's good. Thanks, Bird. It's good. Charles Spurgeon, he wrote a book called Lectures to My Students. And he said, the bow cannot always be bent without fear of breaking. Repose is as needful to the mind as sleep to the body. Even the earth must lie fallow and have her Sabbaths, and so must we. Rest time is not waste time. It is economy to gather fresh strength. A little pause prepares the mind for greater service in the good cause. Fishermen must mend their nets, and we must every now and then repair our mental waste and get our machinery in order for future service. To tug the oar from day to day like a galley slave who knows no holidays suits no mortal man. Mill streams go on forever, but we must have our pauses and intervals. Who can help but be out of breath when the race is continued without intermission? Even beasts of burdens must be turned out to grass occasionally. The sea pauses at ebb and flood. Earth keeps the Sabbath of wintry months, and a man, when exalted to God's ambassador, must rest or he will faint. He must trim his lamp or he will let it burn low. He must recruit his vigor or grow prematurely old. It is wisdom to take an occasional furlough. In the long run, we shall sometimes do more by doing less. On forever may suit our spirits emancipated from this heavy clay. But while we are in this tabernacle, we must every now and then cry halt and serve the Lord by holy inaction and consecrated leisure. Let no tender conscience doubt the lawfulness of going out of harness for a little while. But learn from the experience of others the necessity and duty of taking timely rest. Another reason we have the Sabbath is to reflect on our redemption. This is my favorite part. Now, I want you to think about this. Who was this command originally for? Israelites, right? Exodus 20. And what had God done for them? All right, he had saved them. All right, remember that. They were once slaves in Egypt. They were once in bondage, okay, under Pharaoh's rule. And God, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15, says God brought them out of slavery with his mighty right hand and outstretched arms. And you see it in verse 2 of Exodus 20, where we're studying today. God had set them free from work as slaves. God had reminded them of that. They are now to rest on the Sabbath. God gave them deliverance. God gave them rest. God gave them freedom. And you know what else? The Sabbath for the Israelites pointed to a time that they were going to be at rest with the Lord in the promised land, their inheritance. And so they would receive rest right now from their struggles. They would receive rest from their enemies, their deepest needs. They would receive safety by the hand of God. No wonder God said, remember the Sabbath day. They're set apart. They have victory in the Lord. And they're now different from everybody else, all the other nations, all the other pagan gods and idols, okay? Idol worshipers, from those who did not set apart a day for worship of the Lord. He didn't want them to forget about their redemption. So why do they remember the Sabbath day? Because God had rescued them to enjoy him. And God was going to continue rescuing them so that they could enjoy him in the promised land. And church, this is where it really gets good for us, okay? I know and I understand that we are living in liberty today in Christ Jesus, aren't we? We're living in freedom through Christ Jesus, that we as Gentile people are not bound to the law, that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we've got the freedom today to enjoy the Lord and His salvation all day, every day, and that we're not necessarily bound to the seventh day of the week for rest. But let me just remind you, you've been set free in Jesus because of work that He did. We're just like the Israelites, aren't we? We too have been redeemed. We too have been delivered from a captivity in our sin. And so what did Christ do? Christ fulfilled the law. Christ obeyed the law. Christ subjected Himself to the standard and authority of God the Father and did His will throughout His life. And because Christ died and rose again, did the work that you and I couldn't, Christ rested on that Saturday or rose on that Sunday. It gives us great freedom to enjoy Him all the time. To rest in Him, as Hebrews 4 says, heavenly rest is to come. Jesus has now become your Sabbath. And you live in that reality every single day. I live in His redemption all the time. I live in His rest every day of my life from here to eternity with the Lord. And I hope that makes sense to you. I've been delivered, and I should celebrate that rest not just one day a week, but I get to celebrate that rest every day. I get to celebrate that grace every day. I get to celebrate that promise every day. To close today, we have the Sabbath for renewal. For the Israelites, they would have renewed their covenant and love for the Lord. That's what they would do on the Sabbath. They'd sit back, they'd relax, they'd enjoy the Lord, and they would renew. They may have worshiped. They would reflect on God's goodness and power, but they would renew for the days ahead. They would renew in their commitment to God. And so do we. That's why we need today, don't we? We need to enjoy the Lord. We need a day, folks. We need a day to unwind from our work and commit ourselves wholly to God before you begin a new week, before we go back into work and back into the world, because our lives need to be refreshed. Here's the truth. Satan battles you every day that you work, doesn't he? And that flesh and that battle between your flesh and the spirit, Satan battles us. We battle ourselves. We need to renew our spirits through the power of God. And we need to have our hearts examined by the Lord too. And we need to see if there's any wickedness within us. We need to see if we need to be forgiven. We also need to renew our spirits by adoring the Lord. He's risen and alive within our hearts. He set us free, made us alive through His death and resurrection. And we should celebrate too the fact that God is one day going to return and bring us to ultimate rest in the promised land of heaven. You see how it all relates? God gave the Israelites a Sabbath to rest. Reflect on what He had done for them and what He had promised them. And in the same way, you've got the same command to reflect upon what God has done for you. To sit back and enjoy the goodness of God, the grandeur of God, the glory of God, and to rest in that salvation, to rest in what He has promised us for eternity. Now, I believe that day has been set apart now on Sunday. You just look in the scriptures and you see how things changed when Jesus arose. You look at the day that Jesus arose and all the people that He came in contact with and all the things that the people did and how they worshiped. But you know what? Saturday, Sunday, I'm thankful to have any day to praise God, to enjoy God, because He's worthy of my whole life and being. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Father, it's a tough word, because we are working people. And we go and we go and we run and we run. We use all our energy and our efforts a lot of times, and we have nothing left to give You, and it's wrong. And we need to be forgiven of that sin. Lord, we need to be released from this mentality that life is all about work, when in fact man was created to worship. Man was created to enjoy the Lord. Man was created to celebrate the freedom that comes with knowing Jesus. Man was created to enjoy the splendor of God. Man was made to enjoy the people that He places in our lives, that God has blessed us with. Man was made to enjoy and to thank and to be blessed, but also to be a blessing. And Lord, I'm glad that you set the standard. I'm glad You said, work a certain amount of days and make sure that you take time off for Me. I'm glad that You said, take a break from the labor and remember the Lord. But the hardest part is putting it into action. And so, Lord, I pray today that we would look at this black and white issue and we would see the most important thing is we need rest. We need rest in the Lord. We need rest spiritually. So it starts with a relationship with God. And I do pray today that if there's someone in the room that has never trusted in Jesus, they don't know the rest that we're talking about. They don't know the freedom that we're talking about. They don't know the joy that we're talking about. I pray they would come to know Christ. I pray they would give their heart over to Jesus. I pray, Lord, for the one that's struggling with the work. They feel like all they do is work. All they do is do, do, do. I pray that you would put some peace in their heart and their mind, their life, and say, it's okay to take time off. It's okay to enjoy my presence. It's okay to enjoy my goodness. It's okay to enjoy your salvation. Lord, I'm very thankful that you've given us this word today. We need it. Today is a very special day. Actually, every day with Jesus is better and better and sweeter and sweeter. Every day is a cause for worship. Every day is a cause for praise. But I pray we would take this in today as we go with our families, wherever we go, whatever we choose to do. I pray that we would make today about the Lord. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for this church. Thank you for blessing us today. We love you, Lord. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, before we go home today, I want you to keep in mind a couple things that are happening this week.